ahead. We're starting.
All right.
Yes, that's true. We're starting the medicine show. Welcome to the medicine show, everybody. And, well, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Jason Lawrence.
Hello, Jason. Happy birthday, Jason.
Thank you, sir.
This is Miguel Lopez.
Miguel. And, well, Josiah is around here somewhere. How you doing, Josiah? That's good. Okay, so tonight we have kind of a theme of like different style music. We are featuring the Roommates Band, Jack the Rapper, and Tommy Vixen. Tommy Vixen is playing in the background, and this is The Medicine Show, which is a variety show with the goal of broadcasting the life-supporting energy of love created by music, laughter, and insight. We are broadcasting, webcasting, and podcasting on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. From Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land, Vancouver was founded on the territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender, and these nations have millennia-old protocols for welcome, blessing, and acknowledgments on their territories. A people whose traditions have been communal and rooted in spiritual ceremonies and values, bless these people. We would like to give thanks for sharing so much of what they understand, what they stand on, and what they stand for. I would also like to thank the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Many people could learn from such courage. Now that's my, I hope you don't mind my saying so. We're going to move right into a song from Tommy Vixen. And he's been playing in the background. He is a folk and jazz singer-songwriter from and multi-instrumentalist, and is originally from Ontario, but has fallen in love with BC for the mountains and mountain lifestyle. Picked up the guitar and worked hard at music. Sounds passionate to me. He has written and recorded an album over this last year, or has been written an album this year, and is slowly releasing his songs and is creating some momentum. So, Tommy Vixen is playing in the background. Go ahead and do us a song. What's it called?
All right, How Can You Not?
Excellent. All right.
Like a nice night to walk in the rain. You don't need your raincoat, I think it's safe. I sure hope it's raining outside, 'cause I wanna dance in you and sing the fire. Hello, I wanna walk inside you. Maybe nobody seems to like you, but I like you, that I love you. How can I love the rain? It makes everything go and change. How can I love the sound of two hearts beating? If you're down and all alone, you know, you know when to come and when to go. And how can you not love the land? It's not ignorant, petty or vain. And how can you not admire the rain? It feels no pain, no shame. And you know, all this time, that little bit of love ain't such a dirty crime. And you know, you've always known when it's right, when it's all so wrong. And how can you not love the rain? It makes everything go and change. And how can you not love the sound of two hearts beating together out loud? And how can you not love the rain? It makes everything go and change. And how can you not love the rain? How can you not love this sound?
Yeah, nice time.
Very nice.
Thank you.
All right. You know what? We may as well just do that. That was nice. Is music. That's what we're looking for. Why don't we just continue on with another song? Then we'll talk more afterwards, because that was real sweet. We're getting a vibe going. So.
We want more.
All
right. We want more.
Otra.
Right.
Ready?
She works hard for a living, and she dances around the kitchen. She got heart and no vision, and she moves the cups into transition. She got count for days, and the memory of her makes my heart dance. There ain't no soul in this music anymore. There ain't no life without you by my side. She's always singing, she's always listening. She's always trying to understand. She's dedicated and she loves her man. She shakes the bells, she makes the angels fly straight from hell. There ain't no soul anymore. There ain't no life without you by my side. She's open high. She holds the world in loving hands. She's always seen real plain. She's a mystery, a diamond in the rough that likes to dream. Without you by
thank you.
Nice, awesome.
Beautiful. She sounds like quite an exciting woman.
The dream woman.
The ideal, right?
They say, you know, if you sing about the woman you want, then it'll come true, you know.
Hey.
Or in this day and age, it would be the partner that you want.
Yes, well.
That's fine.
Your dream lover.
Yeah.
So I wanted to mention that you have, let's see, you're doing artwork on the side, is that right?
Yeah.
But, what do you do?
Me? Oh, what do
I? Like, what type of art?
I mainly work with oil paints and acrylics, and I like to paint on guitars.
Nice.
And also, I do my own artwork and stuff on the side. So.
So what guitar? Like, what images have you done on the front of some guitars?
I've done
nothing obscene, right?
I've done some replicas of other people's artwork.
Like,
and,
the chapel cover or something?
Oh, no.
Michelangelo.
There's this famous cream guitar with the Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
And it has the angel of Jesus on it.
Okay.
And all the rainbow colors and stuff on it. And
beautiful.
I've done a replica of that.
Wow.
And that was tough. And it was oil paint. So.
Wow.
And then I like to put veneers on the front of guitars.
Veneers?
Like different types of wood.
Okay.
Like different types of burls and maple and,
nice.
And walnut and luthier like that. So,
you're becoming a luthier eventually. Like
eventually, yeah. It's been slow. It's really slow because there's not a high demand for it, right?
Yeah, kind
of. It's more of a hobby thing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, it's appreciated when you have like a very luthier guitar in your hands and you can even smell it. All the work done on it, you know.
Yeah, like I don't
the texture,
I don't
everything. Just
I don't use lacquer.
Okay.
My guitars, I just use like a varnish,
nice.
Or tongue oil or whatever, and if you get the nice natural feel of the wood,
totally.
Right? Rather than a nice hard finish, which just kind of dampens the sound
of
the wood too.
That's
so.
Super cool. Huh?
So.
Wait, have you like weird, how do you call it, requests of painting on guitars, like dragons coming out of flames,
out of an egg.
Or like.
A little baby dragon cracking out of its egg.
Jack. What is it? The skeleton Jack from what do you call it?
Ah, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Tim Burton's movies,
right?
Yeah,
a couple of people want me to paint different shapes and stuff.
Okay.
Of him, right?
Okay, that's good.
Which is pretty cool. So.
Pretty cool, yeah. That's fucking awesome, yeah.
You know, that movie probably would have creeped me out when I was a kid. Having seen it as an adult, it was kind of cool, but like I was like, those images are so dark and creepy, right?
No, that was like I watched that again, for the first time. I'm like, this is such a creepy, weird movie. It just freaked me out as an adult.
And it was for kids at the time. Yeah,
I know, but it's a good movie.
It's an awesome movie.
Yeah.
We're talking to Tommy Vixen on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And you'll be at the City of Vancouver for the event called Movies Under the Stars in Holland Park.
Oh, yes. That's right. That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Which might be canceled because of the rain.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
What a drag, man. You got to come down to Stanley Park and see that giant inflatable screen. Is it Tuesday or Wednesday? That's not. Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's typical Vancouver weather.
It might not rain.
Sorry,
though.
Weather.
Yeah, I'm hoping it doesn't rain.
I'll hope same.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's going to be free popcorn.
Yeah, free popcorn.
A free movie.
Free movie.
And local entertainment. You'll be playing there tomorrow night.
Yeah, there's a really cool hula hoop girl that comes out.
There you go. You already convinced me. I'll be there.
Got a little crusher. Oh, wait, no, wait.
Close
she might. I might have a little crush on her.
Okay, well, that's
is your mom?
I think
to
that's acceptable. And you know what? At this time in history, that's a really wholesome thing to say is a crush. I think whatever happened to the date and getting to know people, it's a beautiful idea.
Yeah.
So your songs are available on Reverb Nation, CD Baby, Bandcamp, and can be viewed on Facebook, YouTube, and also has Twitter, Instagram. As Tommy Vixen.
Hashtag that we can find you? No?
Hashtag
Tommy.
Hashtag
Tommy Painting.
Blonde
guitars.
Lebanese.
No. I gotta get a hashtag too.
I think
Leb.
Just
the gold seal, Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, I got to get every single bit of social media.
You have to ask us. Jason and I, we can just throw you like 10 different types of hashtag, you know. Like,
hash, man.
Hashtag. Like,
how about hash browns, man? Okay.
Oh, Jason.
So I wanted to know about with all this artwork you're doing, like album covers.
Album covers.
You're going to do album covers? You're going to do your own album cover? Some
album.
Trippy, like...
I got this lady to do a stained glass guitar.
Yeah.
And we spent like 2 months designing it.
So what does it's actually a window that looks like a guitar, or it's a guitar that looks like a window?
No, it's a stained glass guitar. And it's got the shape of a fox. And it's got flowers, so it's called Fox and the Flowers.
Whoa!
I'm still confused. Is this a guitar or is this a window?
No, this is a guitar. Oh, it's both. It's both.
It's a garden now. It's a window.
Oh, you serious?
Yeah.
Well, you can play it and it's see-through.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And so has flowers. We're going to put these LED lights behind it.
Whoa.
So that
that's
so that you can see through the window.
Man, I guess. Insanity,
oh, it's wicked.
Man.
Share the mic.
Anybody want to grab a mic and pull it in and ask a question, feel free. That's okay. We're actually sitting in the room with quite a few people
what type
here.
Of flowers
from the
are
roommates band and
like
Jake the Rapper and
blue flowers.
Yeah, what type of flowers? Yeah, like blue flowers.
Just regular flowers.
Right on.
Flowery flowers.
You know, just kind of like, you know, like lilies and stuff like that, you know.
Nice.
Just looks like flowers, you know. It's got petals.
I gotta ask, can I
like
buy a stained glass guitar?
Something.
Stained glass.
Is there a place I can find one of those? That's amazing.
I could probably get another one made and sell you one.
Hey, if anybody,
that's the whole point of it.
What kind of a cost are you looking at?
$400 for the stained glass, and then probably
that's a nice price for a window there.
Probably $200 for the guitar.
Now that's just starting prices, people. If you want to get one of these custom made guitars, you better call up right now and get one from Tommy Vixen Company.
But today is a special price because it's Jason's birthday, so we have a special price right now. So
it's
they
the
should call
broadcast.
Right now. Yeah,
call right now 1-800. But seriously, if people know about these things, some rock stars might want to say, I want a stained glass guitar.
I want my flowers.
Like, that's really trippy.
Yeah. It was all experimental, too. I just wanted to see what it would sound like. So
But it sounds like a real popular item.
Well, it's really cool, man. I got pictures and everything.
Oh,
I could show you.
Whoa, okay, so how's the tuning and everything? It all works out?
Oh, yeah, it's good. Tune that guitar, by the way. It works out great. I still have to set it up.
You have to do the intonation and everything.
Yeah, that's right.
But it will work.
It will work. It'll be
can
a working.
You tune it to 432.
432. What the frequency of love?
The frequency of love, babies. Okay, so we are in the studio, as I said, with several people, and from Jake the Rapper. And their roommates band to Josiah and his girlfriend Elizabeth. Oh, there he goes.
Hey,
guys. These guys surprised me today with little mini cupcakes in the lounge and everything and a big sign. We're going to be posting up some pictures of the broadcast later with the birthday sign and everything and all the ridiculousness
and
that's happened
medication.
Here tonight. Mm. Oh, that's because it's the medicine show.
Yeah.
Beautiful babies. Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with medicating. Anyway.
What?
Ain't nothing wrong with medicating, I said.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's right. Okay, so I did want to mention that the Clay Ravens have got some gigs coming up, and they are Medicine Show family, so we wanted to say a big shout-out to
them. So, what's the next show, Jason? Tell me about it, man. Yeah.
Well, we will get right back to that in a few seconds.
Letting me on suspense, eh, Jason?
Okay, they'll play Sunday at the Fortune Sound Club in a Battle for the Record Deal contest. Details and tickets available through their Facebook page, Clay Ravens, and a show at the Fairview Pub on October 3rd. This is the Clay Ravens playing their song, Invisible. Check this out, and we'll be right back at the Medicine Show.
Happy birthday, Jason.
Thank you. condition to flee the fiction where it's accepted. I'm out of my head and I can't breathe. I find the edges and peel it all away and peel it out.
Welcome back to the Medicine Show.
Yes. So, that was the Clay Ravens, okay? The Clay Ravens have a couple gigs coming up. And so that is, they'll play Sunday at the Fortune Sound Club at their Battle for the Record Deal contest. Details available at through their Facebook page and Fairview Pub on October 3rd. It's really cool because they use chords that they make up, even though it sounds like, you know, classically folkloric patterns and stuff. They got banjolele, violin, stuff like this. And so, it's so quiet in the studio. I almost put some background music on here. La da da da, da da, and it's medication in the background. So music is medication, man. Okay, I always say music is medicine. Okay, so Jake the Rapper is from Terrace, BC. He's 22 years old and moved to Vancouver 4 years ago. He's been writing for 9 years, and at 17 years old, took it a little bit more serious and started getting into pursuing it as a career. We're going to listen to Jake sing us a song. And let's see, go back. I'm going to queue up his song here. and take down this other music. We'll be right back, and we'll talk to Jake the Rapper in just a second. This is When It Rains, It Pours, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so take it away, Jake.
When it rains, it pours. When it rains, it pours. This life ain't a game. When the struggle and pain, all the hate in your heart start controlling your brain. You won't get very far, be a soldier today. It won't rip you apart, so don't be afraid. I roll through the rain as it pours on the earth. I've never been the same ever since my rebirth. I do it all again, gotta spit the rhymes first. I never feel shame, it's a gift, not a curse. 21-1 was the year I passed on. I've been through hell and back, now I'm back making songs. I died up on those tracks, now the old me is gone. Never gotta do it, then I'll do this shit on my own. I never realized how rough my life would be if I kept wasting time trying to find an MC. I found him in my heart, now it's time for me to be a beast on the mic representing BC. You never see the happiness stuck in the rain, but when I'm in the rain, all my pain goes away. My world ain't the same if I ain't making change. If I gotta make music, gotta do it every day. I'll never take it back when I'm screaming at them all, cause everybody's so fake, they just wanna see you fall. They act like a homie, then soon they wanna brawl. Stab you in the back, it's a fact, I don't call. I do this shit myself, I don't need no weak help. You cowards go to hell, I'm just trying to make my wealth. My life is like a sale, I'm just trying to make bail. Rank up, man, I do it well. I've been through enough to recognize who is real. Those that like to talk, they will never get a deal. Offended by me, mother F, how you feel? I keep it 100, I'm about to get a meal. I like to be ruthless, but that's just me. It's all in my nature, that's how it gotta be. So please don't say ish, let me be me. Y'all are so basic, you don't hop in this G. Remember my name when you give up on your dreams. Always, always there to help, but you had to change on me. Y'all had to talk ish, so I made a new scene. I need a new flow, now I need a new team. It's time for me to be the new hip-hop redemption. Saving this life, put you rappers in detention. Hope right now I got all of your attention. This is what I'm gonna do for my whole nation. Save it from the whackness, take it out to blackness. Bring it to the light with the fight for some practice. This is how I write every night, make it drastic. You already know my name is Jake the Rapper. Gotta keep it real when I rap it to the beat. Gotta make 100 mil when I blow up in the streets. When I make the dollar bills, ain't nobody gonna speak. Nobody gonna eat it if I don't make it on these beats. I will make the blood spill if you run up on me. I will make a cow spill, leave you resting in pieces. I'm just trying to build up a local city team. This is what I mean when I'm killing these beasts. Yeah, this is where it's done.
Nice. All right. Beautiful.
Thanks.
I guess I should bring my microphone up if I'm going to use it here. Jake the Rapper. Thank you, Jake. Yeah. Excellent. And so, what was the turning point for you that changed your vision for your career? Or did you always dream of developing a musical career? It says that you took your music seriously more like after 17 years old or so, eh?
Yeah. Well, when I turned 17, I got this MacBook Pro, and I just figured I'd start using it and start making my own music with my buddies. And yeah, that's what basically we all started it and had the same dream of becoming a successful rapper.
Well, you're definitely good at it, I guess. So you were doing this as a hobby before all that, though, right?
Yeah.
Holy cow! Well, you're a fast talker. That when on the mic when you're spitting to the beat there. So, go ahead, Miguel.
So you were like back in high school, like having like a bunch of friends coming over to your house, putting the microphone, plug to the computer, and then throw the beat and see who can. Who can throw lines faster, or how was that? How was, like, that experience?
Well, we all kind of got together. Sometimes we go to my place or I go to their place, and we all work together on working on, like, a mixtape. Some of our songs, you can find them on YouTube. By my old name, it's I used to call myself J-Dawg back in the day. But
is that D-A-W-Dawg?
It's J-A-Y-D-O-G-G.
And so this stuff, Jake the Rapper, is not T-H-E, it's T-H-A, in case you want to search for it and listen to more of that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you see in the world that makes you emotional, that makes you write these songs?
Well, after my accident in 2011.
You had an accident?
Yeah.
And, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's been a pretty rough few years for me, and I find that music really helps out with dealing with everything that I've been through, and yeah, and it's just something I really enjoy doing. And
yeah. Well, is there any point of view that you can share to give people a perspective from your experience? Like, you're singing about this stuff, it's pretty heavy duty and it's emotional and stuff, so it sounds like you got something to say to the world. Or do you think that it's easier to express yourself like with to the beat?
Yeah, I find it easier when I'm like in the booth or just listening to the beat, and I find it easier I can express myself.
Well, I don't mean to put you on the spot. You're obviously kind of a soft-spoken guy off of the beat. So, but I do want to know, what is a few things that you would change if you were the king of the world or the president or the decision maker for others? Because like all this stuff that we decide to write about, we got to get it out. I mean, it's like there could be a more idyllic way or a way that people could express themselves and relate to you this differently, right?
Yeah, well, I think people should be allowed to express themselves through hip-hop without being looked at in a negative way.
You think it's demonized?
Yeah, in most places it is.
I do see that, you know. I think a lot of people beat up on it, and they should remember the beat poets of the 60s and, you know, a lot of different styles and people who have done really admired music. It's been the same style, so Chaka Khan, babies. Anyway, so we're gonna go over, focus your attention now, people. We have got more music from some of our future and past guests. Do you want to do a song while we adjust?
Sure, yeah.
Beautiful. We're going to get ready with the Roommates Band next. And so we're going to actually listen to a little bit more of Tommy Vixen. We'll be right back as we set up. So if you hear a little bit of clinking and clacking, we'll try to be quiet. Right.
Am I good to go here? I guess I am.
Well, I'll adjust.
Oh, right. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
What's the name of the song?
All right. Your Shoes.
And I want to see what it's like to be in your shoes, and deep down inside, you had the pain, oh, so well. And please remind me what it's like to be in your shoes. You're such an ass when you flip around in your flip-flops. And when you break a string, it's time to get a new pair. And it's funny. Thank you.
you only got just for now to nail. Who really knows if there's ever gonna be another one again? I'm gonna try the best I can out of nothing, and still late at night work my dreams till they are dead. And then I really know what it's like to live. And then I really know what it's like to live. Oh, and it's so easy to say.
Keep developing as we're going here. And what I was saying is that with pictures, it's always good to see a smile and open eyes. So
everybody,
that's my
cheese.
Hello, cheese.
Happy birthday, Jason.
I like to say that when you're doing photography, consider the framing, consider trying to get the eyes open, and try and get smiling. This is Jason's photography lessons.
There you go. I want to give a big shout out to my friend Philip and Jesse. They are living to Russia, Moscow, Russia, on Monday.
Why are they going to Russia?
Yeah, they are going to Russia.
But
and,
why?
Why?
Are they going to live, work? What's up?
Jesse's her work permit is finishing, so they're going to Russia to do movies over there. So
cool.
Yeah.
Is it cheaper?
Exciting. I don't know. The rubles. I don't know how's the rubles going on in the economy.
Rubles.
Yeah. Rubles. I don't know.
Rubles?
I don't know. I just do art. Rubies, no. Rubies, no finances.
What kind of movies?
Good question. I don't have to. I hope they
just
get like,
just movies
in
just
general.
Movies.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, I bet you they're special movies.
Not those ones though. Not those ones that want your Russian girls.
Very special.
Not those ones.
Wunderbar.
Well, I will ask for a copy for sure if they do one of those ones. Yeah.
Are we gonna, hey, Mr. Cameraman, stop and take a photo? Hey, you want to? Do you want to play a song before you run out the door?
I can do one.
Okay, so I'm just gonna let the roommates band start one because you're up on a chair or some over there. Josiah Taschek is with us, singer songwriter. We have the roommates band in the house. Woo, roommates band.
Yay.
This is a very exciting sort of like, this band is, what do you call it? Like when you're like a theme band or something. It's a niche band. The roommates exist. They do flowers springing from the soil of an artesian home in the fertile lands of East Van. Sounds of harvested from across the world, mostly Poco in Japan, that is, with odd stylings that could only be grown from weird experience and eclectic eccentricity, delicately displayed through finger dances and goofy smiles.
Wow.
These are pals that sleep with their heads close and their instruments closer, thus the roommates. So we have Taka, now Yuka, and Brandon.
Hello, guys.
Now, three of them are from Japan. One of them's from Poco. Guess which one? It's like, you know that thing on Sesame Street? One of these things is not like the other. They all belong, but one's from Poco. Yes, I think Brandon. I think that's the typical name for this side of the world. So go ahead. This is going to be a song from... What, do you guys know what you want to play for first song? Give this guy a microphone.
That Barney?
No, that was actually...
That was
Sesame Street.
It was a special.
Sesame Street, Big Bird and stuff.
Barney shows up on that.
Brandon, did you say you had to tune or something first?
No.
Okay, we're good to go with the Medicine Show's presentation of Roommates Band. Woo! And we didn't have to pay them a rupee to be here.
What would we do with rupees anyhow?
Your rupees are no good here.
Your rupees are not good here. Just vodka.
Okay, so I'd like to mention that we have a glockenspiel in the house. We have a set of hand drums, a guitar, a flute, and what is this that you call?
Melodica.
That's a melodica?
Yes.
Okay. I thought.
Take our word for it.
Oh, no. Yes. Melodica, right. I was getting confused about the harmonium and the melodica earlier. And there's also a glockenspiel on the table. We might even hear that. So, what's the name of the song?
There is no name for most of our songs.
Jam!
This is our interpretation of music. Yeah.
Right on. Are you going to sing?
No, not right now. No.
Okay.
Yeah. Itch, me, son, she.
In fact, can we just do another one? Like, I know I'm supposed to play an ad and everything, but I don't even want to. I'll play a bunch of ads afterwards.
Get the ads. Yeah.
Okay, so Roommates Band interpretation of music.
Jason, I love that every year you become more punk and more punk through the years.
Punk, yeah, I'm so hardcore.
Happy birthday, Jason.
I feel so hardcore. Home and hardcore, man. Okay, that's not appropriate for this vibe. Give it a second here. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's do this.
One, two, three, one, two, three. vision, so I'll go on vacation, fly out to France. I'll meet all the people and eat all the food, feel all new feelings, and then I'll go dance.
That was around the world, man. Okay, so we'll be right back after these messages. We're going to listen to some commercials.
Right? Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the food bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audio Pile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery.
It's your birthday. You can do whatever you want, Jason.
I forgot to do a disclaimer. In case you get offended by vulgar expressions or words, please be cautious that you might hear something that might offend somebody in your household that might be listening. So, like margarine and fat and butter and bacon. Pork is a swear word in my language. Go ahead, roommates. Band.
Here we go.
Band, Google it. Okay. Well, just in case any y'all can't see what's going on in the room here, Brandon has been playing sort of like
tapping guitar.
So hold on, let me turn this back up into regular broadcasting volume for
tapping
the speakers.
Is like,
he's a tapper. He's a tapper, which means like he's like Van Halen, man.
That's exactly the comparison I was looking to create.
It's like.
I also associate to Disney really heavily. Well, lucky for me.
Well, this is definitely one of the better birthdays I've ever had, and thank you guys very much for playing. And
guys, it's
a great present.
While we have a moment and we have the air and the microphones for it, can we just sing Jason a happy birthday while we're on the air?
Shall.
It seems like the moment, right?
Okay, that'll rip.
So,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jason. Happy birthday to you.
And you and you and you and you.
While we're on the subject of Disney, we should mention that we probably have to somehow include Disney in that happy birthday because, you know, they have the rights for it.
Really? Are you serious? We're
thank you, Mickey
screwed,
Mouse.
Uh-oh, I best put it on the royalty chart. Yeah. Yes, this is definitely a blessing. I'd like to dedicate this show to my mother for bearing me and putting up with me, and I love to all my family and to all of the grandchildren and everybody. So, what do you
thank
listen
you,
to?
Mom.
What type of music do you, first of all, Brandon, let's pick on you for a minute. What type of music do you, what do you listen to?
I have a wildly eclectic taste, you know, all the way from
you might.
Modern jazz, and I really enjoy math rock, and I really enjoy classic forms of storytelling country, you know.
Me too. And, you know, everybody wants to beat up on me because I like to play country and western once in a while.
Nah, there's space for it in the world still.
There still is, you know. And so math rock, does that mean Joe Satriani, Steve Vai?
That's kind of an older version of that style of music. A more modern association to that idea would be start-stop music, strange time signature music, odd polyrhythms.
Okay. And so what about the 432? Do you experiment with tunings?
It's harder, actually, because we have to tune specifically to instruments that cannot tune. And so trying to change to 432 doesn't really make sense.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess that was an ignorant question. What makes you happy?
Oh, so many things.
that sounded like a chocolate expression. Oh, chocolate.
I mean chocolate, specifically chocolate, yes. This what we're doing right now kind of makes me incredibly happy. Standing around, people I really love, playing music, trying to make people happy over the radio. This seems right.
Okay, now raise your hand.
Hi.
How you doing? What makes you happy?
Oh, food.
Ice cream.
Yuka came home tonight with a liter of gelato ice cream. Yeah, that made me happy.
Any flavor in particular?
Like
I
four
completely
flavors
understand.
In it.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. Josiah is leaving us. Oh, thank you very much for joining us, Josiah, Tess, Jack, and Elizabeth.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Okay,
so.
Gelato.
Gelato.
Yeah.
Any obscure influences that you guys, I know that you've said some styles you like to experiment with and play with. What about like specific obscure influences? Is there some
like
you could turn us on to some like hip happening obscure artist that's one of your favorite cult classics or anything?
Beethoven? No.
Are you influenced by mostly standard music I would hear on the radio?
I
don't believe
not.
It. So, what's one of your favorite bands?
If you can get a hold of the YouTube next time you're there, put into the word Monobody. Check out the band Monobody. I really like Monobody. I kind of wake up in the morning sometimes.
Monobody.
And ask him the same question. What does he listen to? That's Taka. He's the drummer.
Elephant Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese band.
Elephant Jim. Hey, I think I've heard of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And Yuka, what do you listen to?
So, what
are you listening to lately?
I can't say anything, actually.
What?
I can't think of anything right now. So random.
Okay.
I just love music.
I understand. Okay. Then, so what do you guys have any... Anything that's really important or of value that you think that is taken for granted or not considered that you believe should be given thought and consideration to in this world or that's been on your mind lately?
I'm afraid we're going to lose the internet. I'm afraid that our connection to the internet is going to fly out the window as it becomes more regulated and less trafficable, as we become separated into region,
as
we start filtering through social media and stop worrying about text-based information. Now it's all pictures and videos. I'm afraid that we are going to lose the internet if we're not careful.
You're not talking about that subject.
Text-based versus photo. Go ahead.
One of the chairs managers of the fucking Google is talking about it like internet. Yeah, eventually the people are going to be like, yeah, we're so used to it. Like kids are going to be like, yeah, it's like on my pocket, the internet. It's going to become something so natural, like having two pinkies, you know, like.
Well, okay, exactly. And so you and I, we both remember what the world was like before the inception of the internet. No, and then we got to watch it grow.
What are you trying to say, Jason?
The inception?
I have hair on my face enough to be old, man. Like, come on.
Okay. Do you remember
they've been talking about taking away the internet for a while now.
Yeah.
It's been, but nothing's happened.
What about the taxes? Why they don't take taxes? Oh, wait, I'm talking nonsense.
Okay, but we're also not in China or India.
What about the cracks in the pavement, man?
Like restrictions versus region.
Well, in China, they can't get out.
Yeah.
They're not allowed out. They have to listen to everything Chinese.
Like, yeah. Exactly.
What was the first question?
Yeah, you got to bring the microphone over to you. Go ahead.
What's the question again? Jason, you were asking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying, what do you think that is really like that people take the... What do you value that is really important that you believe is possibly taken for granted or not considered and you believe should be given more thought and consideration to?
Oh, I definitely say, like, people, like, around in the closest, you know, people around me.
Yes.
Friends, family that I get used to the people after a little while and then, yeah.
Something stupid happens.
Yeah, exactly. But I realize
the closest
people are the most valuable people in my life.
Well, I like to say that is absolutely true and taken for granted way too often. That's actually probably another reason I've dedicated this show to my family, because to try to, in some small way, make up for all of the head banging with them. But, yeah.
Yeah, you have to stay on there a little bit longer, like 5 more years, Jason, to heal those.
We're going to heal the world together, baby. Okay, do you want to sing another song?
Sure.
Okay, Tommy Vixen has been working hard at music.
I've been working hard.
Working hard, like on the farm.
Working hard at the music.
Is this one of them storytelling songs?
Actually, this is a storytelling song.
Okay. What's the name of it?
It's called How to Be Confident.
Nice. We can all use some good advice.
Yes. How to Be Confident. All right. Oh, fun.
Mother, you've been suppressed, the shadows in the darkness. Mother, can you shed a new light from deep in your soul? Mother, stand firm and look them dead in the eye. Mother, can you guess how you've been suppressed? Your confidence needs to grow. Your self-defense needs to show. Your common sense needs to know. Your true colors are bound to blow. And I said, Bother, it's been a long time. You need to get off that shit. brother, brother, your willpower needs to grow stronger, my friend. Brother, brother, I'm proud of your mistakes. You need to make some more. Brother, brother, you're a mess. Brother, brother, can you guess? Your confidence needs to grow. Your self-defense needs to know. Your common sense needs to show. Your true colors bound to blow. And I said, sister, sister, you need to be stronger than you think you are. And sister, sister, you need to lend everyone a helping hand. And sister, sister, you need to lead everyone because they've lost their way. And sister, sister, I know it's anger, angry, and it shows. Your confidence needs to grow. Your self-defense needs to show. Your common sense needs to know. Your true colors are bound to blow. And I said, your confidence needs to grow. Your self-defense needs to show. Your common sense needs to know. Your true colors are bound to blow.
Very nice.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
No, this is a real treat, you guys. We're going to go out with one song with everybody jam along with the Roommates Band. Clip, clap, smack, and sing along if you like. This is one to go out with. Everybody ready to do a song and say goodnight? Anybody have any shout-outs they want to do before we go out? Anybody listening?
I just want to say...
That's Jake the Rapper. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say, give a congratulations to my sister. She just got married. Her new husband, Curtis. Congratulations, guys.
Nice.
Love is great. Anybody?
To Jason's mom, to say congrats. She has an awesome son.
Hello.
Hi. I'm sorry, I'm roast, maybe.
Say hello, family.
Hello, family.
Yes, you're...
I miss you, Satala. Do you miss them?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
There you
go. Sorry.
I just want to say I love my family. I haven't seen them 2 years and a half now. I really miss my family.
Nice.
バナナマンのラジオが大好きです。
Hey, I just want to thank you, Jason, for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. And hey, I wouldn't mind being on again. You know, it'd be great.
Yeah.
Just let me know. And it's been a pleasure meeting everybody here. I really enjoyed all the music that's been played, and it's just been a lot of fun. So,
excellent.
But anybody else?
Anybody listening, Brandon?
This summer in my travels, I got to meet a clown that I really, really enjoyed from the Comox Valley named Tyrell. His name was Tyrell. This guy made everybody's life light up as soon as he walked into the area. Like, a guy I really admire. If that guy ever happens to hear this random radio show, yeah, dude, you're the best.
Right on. That was random and exciting. Okay, so Roommates Band is going to play again. You guys ready?
All right. Yeah. Okay. What key are you playing in? You don't know.
The key. No. Any questions?
The key of love. The key of awesome.
Yeah. The key of awesome. In the key of awesome. The Roommates Band. Go ahead, playing their version of good music. Or what did you call it? It's your expression of good music.
Yeah, this is our interpretation of music.
Interpretation of music.
I wish I could tell you what.
Oh, and I just wanted to thank everybody, obviously, my family, my mother, dedication to her, Jake the Rapper, Tommy Vixen, Josiah and his girlfriend, Elizabeth. I would also like to thank the Roommates Band, which consists of, let's just... just take a look at it, do it properly, because these are not. We got Ataka, now Yuka, and Brandon. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Thank the maker, and love to everybody.
Grab the person next to you and help them start to spin. Look around the room for all the empty spots to win. Keep spreading the spirals till you see some Cheshire grins. There's a lot of life to stir up once the people start to spin. There are people spinning spirals, spilling stars out of their eyeballs. There are people spinning spirals, spilling stars out of their eyeballs. Grab the person next to you and help them start to think. Send your secret signal of your knowledge in a wink. Keep spreading the spirals till our thoughts begin to link. There's a power in shared knowledge that'll draw us to the brink. There are people spinning spirals, spilling stars out of their eyeballs. There are people spinning spirals, spilling stars out of their eyeballs. Grab the person next to you and help them start to feel. Harmonize as one till separation starts to peel. Share your heart entirely as you dance from toe to heel. There's a lot of life to stir up, people sure to reel. There are people spinning spirals, spilling stars out of their eyeballs. There are people spinning spirals, spilling stars out of their eyeballs. Thank you. Grab the person next to you and help them start to spin. Oh yeah, spin a whole bunch. Woohoo! Yeah. Thanks, world.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for coming on the Medicine Show. Love to everybody out there in the world. See you next week.
Buenas noches. This is the Medicine Show. 101.9, baby.
I was like, where is it? Where is it? And then I found it. I'm like, yeah, there it is.
What is it?